spooky, spooky session begins. This is your reading for Wednesday, May 15th. If you would like to see the spread, check out LVXMediaNet on Instagram or TikTok. Our cards today, the theme is the inverted High Priestess. Keywords here are repressed intuition, confusion, and superficiality. The tool card is the inverted Ten of Wands. Failure to delegate, having too much responsibility, collapses and breakdowns. The obstacle card is the inverted Chariot, lacking direction, control, and power. Our advice card is the Tower. The message for this is that the fragile towers, the bad towers, have fallen, so leave behind the emotions that may have caused them to fall to begin with. Our sixth instinct today is Neptune. The keywords for this are transcendence, emergence, and oneness. Our angel number is 1313. The keywords of this are goals, creativity, and setting foundations. Our true intention is love. The message for it is, I love you, and I only want to add happiness to your life. All right, let's put this whole thing together. So while the poor themes persist, so will I. Today's theme isn't great, no shit, but the inverted High Priestess specifically represents not following our instincts. The suggestion is that the rational and logical methods that we've been trying are not sufficient, but we continue to try them. Like that old definition of insanity, right? Getting this card is a sign to stop ignoring your inner voice. Now, the tool to accomplish this, it's another awareness kind of thing. The inverted Ten of Wands is a sign of trying to do too much and giving ourselves unnecessary burdens that are starting to become too heavy, hence the possible collapses or breakdowns. The idea here is find those unnecessary burdens and let go of them. Whether it's you either stop putting effort into it altogether, or you need to find someone to help you. In the context of the reading, it seems that we've been suppressing our instinct to do either of those things. So it's possible that we might be a little bit too much of perfectionists, and we're unwilling to delegate anything for fear of an outcome that isn't up to our standard. Or we just don't want to drop the unnecessary burden for some reasons. Vanity or pride, like not wanting people to think that you've given up on something, or you don't want to look weak or something, right? So this is a second sign of knowing what the right move is. The obstacle to this pursuit of unloading the bullshit is one we encountered earlier in the week. When inverted, the Chariot symbolizes some negative emotions that may arise from feeling we are losing or never had control. So in the case of the former, losing control, this could be either internal or external. So regarding the internal possibility, this could be that our desire to reach a particular goal is driving us mad and we don't realize it. We think we're in control, but our tunnel vision is blinding us from the chaos that is happening just outside the scope of it. As for the external option, losing control can manifest itself in the obvious ways of outside forces directing us in directions we don't want to go. As for the latter, never having had control to begin with, I think that this manifests itself similarly to the characteristics of external forces taking control from us. I think that one difference would be in how this might feel if we never had control, that being thrown about may seem easier. You know, if all you've known is chaos, then it's fine, right? It might be fine. But on a better note, these feelings can be resolved with the same thing as the tool card. Learn to delegate shit or learn to drop shit. You can't lose control of what's important if you pass off all the shit that you don't need to be spending time on. The negative reading that we got yesterday, it wasn't very good. But it seems to have come to a head with this advice card. And that's the tower. With the towers having fallen is signaling the all clear as it pertains to those matters. We can't let ourselves become complacent because today wasn't all that much better. However, the storms of yesterday have, they are in, you know, the rearview mirror. So whatever negative feelings that may have caused those storms or are a result of those storms, it's time to let those pass as well. Easier said than done, I know, but that's what the message of the card is. Our sixth instinct. Neptune's essence is that of escaping the shackles of our lives. In the context of the reading, it's a gentle urge to, positive urge to follow the tool and advice card's advice. The angel number, it's that of setting new foundations. The 1313 suggests that we trust our decision making and to believe in ourselves, all just in general. The true intention, it's a message from me to you, and it's one that you should carry with you today and every other day for the rest of your life. I care about you, and I only want to add happiness to your life. You can take that shit to the bank. Stone, today, is the tiger's eye. The best uses for it today will be to bolster our courage to delegate things that we're not certain of delegating, strengthening our willpower to commit to dropping that which is unnecessary, and the confidence to know we're making the right choice. A little bit like that serenity prayer, right? If you want to see how I put this together, go to patreon.com/lvxmedianet, and I publish a video at the end of every week. It shows how I put it all together. It's a little bit of a ritual that I do. It's a lot more than just, you know, shuffling a deck, pulling out a card, and then reading some shit from a book or whatever, from a website. There's a bit more that goes into it than that. Also, you can see how the stone comes out and, you know, all the rest of it. The phone number, questions, comments, concerns about whatever the fuck, if you want to tell me how happy you are that I care about you and I want you to be happy, then yeah, let me know. 833-LUX-PODS. Call or text. It's anonymous either way. 833-589-7637. It spells out LUX-PODS. Can't go wrong. If you want a personal reading, go to luxmediashows.com, hit the spooky button, and check out the deck art that I have. I have a small collection of them, and pick the one that you like, the one that you feel represents you. That will, in absentia, since you're not here, that will be your stand-in, so to speak. Fill out the form, give me as much detail as you're comfortable giving me. Keep in mind, if you don't give me a lot of detail, I can't give you a lot of detail in return. And it would not be too much different from what you get on this daily thing. So, as much detail as you're comfortable sharing. Other shows, we get up to stuff that's also on luxmediashows.com. So, yeah, check them out. Got stuff for whatever you might like. And always looking, trying to put up more. So I guess that will do it for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Same ookie time, same spooky place.